I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague, John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, before that the ambassador to the UN for the Bush administration, now to comment on the changing scene in Washington, the Biden administration, a gathering of intelligence chiefs to talk to the American people through their representatives, Congress, and the news all around us of foreign policy mysteries. John, a very good evening to you. The intelligence chiefs are speaking with Congress about the presenting issues of budget, of course, and mission, and also now changing news in Eurasia. Afghanistan, we start there, and then we're going to go on to Taiwan, and then we're going to mention Ukraine, because all three are pressing the Biden administration for new responses. Your measure of the decision of the president to announce September 11th as the withdrawal of all American troops, is this course imaginable at this point, given al-Qaeda and Taliban's non-transparency and non-participation in peace talks? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening. Well, I think I think withdrawal from Afghanistan is a mistake. It's not that anybody wants Americans deployed overseas forever, but I think there's a lot of misinformation about why we need to be in Afghanistan. I don't think either the Trump or the Obama administrations for 12 years now justified and explained to the American people what we're doing there. We're not in a war in Afghanistan. The last combat casualty, and I don't underestimate the tragedy of any American casualty in hostilities, but the last American combat casualty was February of 2020. We're in Afghanistan today for a very different reason, and that's to help the government, along with 10,000 NATO troops, provide them training and assistance against the Taliban. And I think the consequences of a complete American military withdrawal, which is what Biden has announced, coupled with the inevitable withdrawal of all the NATO forces also announced, is a signal to the Taliban that they have won. I don't think they're going to harass Americans on the way out or attempt to impose casualties. They'd be foolish to do it. I think they're going to set their alarm clock for noon on September the 11th of this year and watch us as we leave on the last airplane. I think this puts the government of Afghanistan in danger, leads almost inevitably to a Taliban takeover of most of the country, and the near inevitable consequence of that is that this political vacuum that will be created will attract terrorists like ISIS and al-Qaeda, as it did in the past, and that we once again see the prospect of Afghanistan being a base for terrorism. But it goes beyond that. A terrorist government again in Afghanistan puts the government of next door Pakistan in jeopardy, and it's in jeopardy all the time. But with a home base now in Afghanistan, the terrorist in Pakistan, I think, will be strengthened. And if that country goes terrorist, it'll be a country with nuclear weapons. So there are a lot of ramifications to this decision to withdraw, but from America's perspective, almost all bad.
Mr. Kerry, the representative for the Biden administration on climate concerns, traveling to China at the same time, China, the PRC, the PLA, Navy, and Air Force have been deliberately provoking Taiwan and Taiwan security, stationing their aircraft carrier to the east, flying over the air defense identification zone, making more bellicose remarks about Taiwan. Can we imagine negotiating with China about climate and about their coal-fired electricity-generating energy source at the same time we're watching Taiwan intimidated by China? Does that make sense, John?
It doesn't make sense, but it's a big danger we face in the Biden administration. They're so obsessed on international agreements on climate change, and by definition, that means getting China and India, which are far more responsible for carbon dioxide emissions into the atmosphere than the United States or Europe. It means getting them to agree to changes, and I'm very much afraid that in pursuing the great white whale of an international climate agreement, we're going to make concessions under Joe Biden on a lot of other areas, including Taiwan. Now, in fairness, I should say he has sent former Senator Chris Dodd and some other former senior American officials to Taiwan to meet with President Tsai Ing-wen I think, effectively simultaneously with Kerry. But, you know, diplomatic missions may be symbolic and may be important. But the real question is Joe Biden prepared to stand by American commitments to Taiwan if Beijing puts pressure on us? And we don't know the answer to that.
Is Taiwan a pattern? Is Taiwan more alarmed now than your years watching them from the UN and from the National Security Post? Is there something new, John?
Well, I think what's new is that China has clearly abandoned, and it's happened over a period of time, but they've abandoned the approach of Deng Xiaoping dating back to the mid-1980s, which he called the hide and bide policy, referring to China, hide your capabilities and bide your time. Now, that didn't mean that China was not a rising threat. It was. It just that they kept it under wraps and people ignored it and were paying the price for that now. But it's out in the open. China wants Taiwan back under its control, and they want a lot of other things, too. They want the South China Sea. They want confrontation with India along the line of control. This is a huge test for the United States and the West as a whole, and obviously particularly a test for the Biden administration.
The Kremlin. There appears to be some effort to intimidate Kiev. Kiev has responded by President Zelensky going to the front line and being shown marching through a trench wearing combat gear. At the same time, we have remarks by the Biden administration that it will not tolerate the Russian bad acting, not only for intimidating Kiev, but also for the torture of Alexei Navalny. This confrontation with Russia, John, is it again manageable for the Biden administration? Simultaneously, events in Afghanistan, in Taiwan, and Ukraine. That seems a lot on one plate.
Well, it's just hard to believe that having watched the foreign policy of the Democratic Party for close to half a century during the Cold War, after the initial steps by Truman and Acheson, just watching the DNA deteriorate over time, whether they have the ability to maintain a strong American posture in the face of all these threats. We'll see, especially in the case of Russia. They've just announced a series of new economic sanctions because of cyber attacks, but they did not take the most obvious step, which is to move to stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. I think these are potentially just half measures, and at the same time this is going on, Biden is inviting Putin to the White House for a summit. So I think the signals are very mixed and troubling that they have not articulated much of a strategy. All right, they've only been in 3 months. I understand that, but we need to hear more before I'll feel confident that they've got any of a number of these problems under control. Ukraine, in particular, the situation is dangerous there. Russian troops are massed at the border. They say it's just for exercises. Maybe that's right, but maybe not.
John, because your piece in the Wall Street Journal was very clear that these intelligence chiefs have a lot to say, the puzzle here is, do they have a lot to say about climate? Is that genuinely their concern now under the Biden administration? Do they talk like that all the time?
Well, there's certainly a lot about climate change in their report, and I remember well the days of the Clinton administration when Al Gore, then vice president, was asking the intelligence community to track the migrations of schools of whales through the oceans and things like that, to the point where CIA operatives were saying, what does he want us to do next, spy on trees? You know, everybody's got an opinion on climate change. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I respect the opinion of the intelligence community. But what exactly is the covert intelligence that we get on climate change that gives the intelligence community any better sense of the issue than any of a number of other people? This is a delusion on the left that really folds everything into a national security issue, because they know people understand national security threats are the gravest we face. So in their view, they just make everything into a national security threat. Let's leave debate about the question of climate change out of the intelligence community. They've got plenty of other things to worry about, like Iranian, North Korean nuclear weapons programs that are much more urgent from the U.S. perspective.
John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations for the Bush administration, former national security advisor during the Trump administration. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.